This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia says journalist Jamal Khashoggi is dead, and numerous Saudis have been detained, they say, in connection. The latest now from AP's Mike Gracia.
Saudi Arabia is acknowledging that writer Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, is dead. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says prosecutors in the kingdom believe Khashoggi was killed in the consulate in Istanbul in a quarrel. According to the official announcement, 18 Saudis have been detained as suspects in the killing. The Saudi press agency also says King Salman proposes an urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services. Khashoggi, a frequent critic of the Saudi crown prince, had gone to the consulate to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. intelligence, law enforcement, and security agencies warning that Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections, laying out the latest evidence and new charges against a Russian national connected to the oligarch known as Putin's cook. U.S. Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says other countries are trying to undermine confidence in American democracy.
We continue to see Russians and increasingly Iranian and other Chinese actors continue to use social media to influence the American public, to sow discord and increase divisiveness.
The U.S. has unsealed the criminal complaint against 44-year-old Elena Kuznetsova of St. Petersburg, making her the first Russian known in connection with the interference in the 2018 election. U.S. and South Korea have suspended another major military exercise in a continued push for diplomacy involving North Korea. The decision was announced following trilateral talks among U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis and his South Korean and Japanese counterparts. This is VOA News. Central American migrants traveling in a mass caravan broke through a Guatemalan border fence on Friday, running into a wall of police in Mexico, whose government has promised the United States it would confront that caravan. The migrant caravan has angered President Trump, and he has vowed not to let the migrants in from Central America. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been in Mexico City ahead of the new government being installed in December to meet with the outgoing president and meet with members of the new cabinet. He spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Sesteren, describing the purpose of his visit.
To make sure that the United States and Mexico are coordinated across a broad array of issues, security, trade, and of course migration as well.
Pompeo also said that Mexican officials want to create a situation where the migrants understand that it is not fruitful to transit through Mexico to the United States. He said the caravan is not organic and is being underwritten by political opponents of the Honduran leadership. Hong Kong authorities have previewed a section of the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge ahead of the official opening for traffic on Tuesday, 8 years since construction started. Frank Chan is Hong Kong Secretary for Transportation and Housing.
The bridge is not just a mega transport infrastructure jointly built by Guangdong, Hong Kong, and Macau. The central authorities also attach great importance to it. With the unfailing efforts of the engineering teams, and as demonstrated by the outcome of the joint trial last month, the bridge is now ready for commissioning.
The bridge will put the three cities in connect over hours' drive from each other and expected to boost economic development and tourism in Hong Kong. Critics see the landmark infrastructure project as a white elephant that will struggle to become viable. U.S. Justice Department is asking a federal judge in the United States to order a painting that's looted by the Nazis during World War II and shipped directly to Hitler be returned to its owners. The story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says the 1639 Salomon Koenig painting, A Scholar Sharpening His Quill, was in the collection of a Jewish art collector, Adolf Schloss. During World War II, the Nazis stole the painting in southern France and shipped it to Adolf Hitler's personal headquarters in Munich. It disappeared after the war, resurfacing just last year when a Chilean dealer tried to sell it through a New York auction house. The FBI seized the painting, but a court order is needed to return it to the Schloss heirs. Warren Levinson, New York.
You can get more news by going to our website. Check us out at voanews.com. This is VOA News.